Brantley sets up inside, 2-1 pitch. Swinging a line drive right center field. That's a base hit into the gap. Chasing is Dobbs. Tipper thinking too. Here comes the throw, and he is standing at second with a double. Randy St. Clair, pitching coach of the Marlins, slowly making his way out to the pitcher's mound. He's just amazing.
It has been a season, the way this is unraveled. Now, we still don't know how it's going to end. It's been one of those years, though, that people would be talking about 30 years from now, how all of this happened.
He draws even with Roberto Alomar, fifth most hits among switch hitters in the history of the game, 2,724. Now tied for 57th on the all-time hits list. Freeman against Dunn, first pitch. In the dirt, gets through Brantley. Tipper breaks for third, he makes it. Dunn delivers low, and it just trickles between the legs of Brantley and died in the tomahawk on its way to the backstop.
Brantley didn't do a real good job of getting down on that and smothering it either.
Freddie Freeman alertly and immediately signaling Chipper to third base. Chipper was screened off by the catcher and the umpire. He couldn't see the ball. So Freeman got him to third. Tying run 90 feet away. Winning run at the plate. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Velasquez is in at third. Reyes and Solano are about halfway. Lee is mostly back at first. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a fly ball deep to center. Hernandez at the wall. That ball's gone. And the Braves are going to the playoffs. It's a two-run bomb for Freddie Freeman. Unbelievable.